The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Bill Carl in for Bill Bunkley. Thanks so much for listening today to Faith Talk 570-910 FM 102.1. Let me just have a little sip of water here. It's been kind of crazy. And not just here at Faith Talk. I mean, we've got a lot going on. We've got this Mother's Day contest right now. I think, Mom, you can win $3,000. You just have to go to letstalkfaith.com and click on the contest link to enter that. Right after that, Dad, you'll have your chance to win the Father's Day contest again. A $3,000 cash giveaway from Salem Media Group. And, you know, they're kind of slating that as the vacation getaway giveaway. And I just have this vision of Clark Griswold and the family truckster just right across the nation to Wally World. But anyway, so we've got that going on. And then, listen, if you're a mom or a dad and you've got kids in school, what is it with May? What is it with May that they just have to pack every single thing that could be done through the year into May? So I went to a concert on Monday night. I also had to drop off Zach at a hockey game, his championship Monday night. Then Tuesday night was Zach's band concert. And so we had that. And it, because of the size, listen, I went to a middle school that maybe had 400, 500 kids, if that. And so our band was, by extension, pretty small. So where my kid is going to middle school, I want to say they have a capacity of 1,000, and they probably have close to that in there. And so not only was it like a band concert, like, you know, there's 100 kids, they work in a few songs, and, you know, we're all very happy about it. I'm not kidding. My kid's school, no lie, has five bands. They had the jazz band, they had the concert band, they had the sixth grade band, they had the woodwind or the wind symphonic band, and then they did a combined band thing where they got all the kids in the auditorium, and there were probably 300 kids in the auditorium wielding everything from maracas to trombones to tubas, playing "Best Day of My Life" all around us. It was amazing. By the, you know what song I'm talking about, don't you, Mike? Sing a little bit of it. Yeah, it was the best day of my life. And then the trombones would go, bop, 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 ba da da da. So we've got that going on. There's graduations. There's moving ups. It seems like we have a graduation for everything now. It used to be you graduated maybe from tot timer preschool, and then you did a little graduation thing, and you went into regular school. And then from there on, there wasn't any of this graduation stuff until high school, till you walked the line with your cap and gown. That was really kind of it. And now it's like, hey, I learned to use the drinking fountain today. It's drinking fountain graduation day. Let's line them up, Mom and Dad. I mean, everything is significant right now. And in May especially, as you get ready to get out of school, it's absolutely nuts. I think next week I have probably five different occasions to attend at my daughter's school. And I do believe, I'm not entirely sure, I've got more than that with the middle school thing. So we'll get through it together. And of course, I've mentioned this in the morning show. My wife, Missy, is a school teacher. So it's double nuts at our house right now. She is in a position right now where you're trying to get the grade cards done. You've got testing to do. You've got everybody who's got a, she teaches kind of has to be, you got to turn in paperwork on them. And then all of the student stuff that goes on. So all that to say, we're going to make it. We're all going to make it. Somehow, some way, we're going to get there. Which reminds me of two things. If you're listening to me and your frustration goes deeper than just, boy, they have a ton of stuff to do in May at our schools, and you're saying, you know what, I'm just not happy with my child's schooling, I don't feel like that they're coming home with the values that I teach at home. I don't feel like the teachers are on my side necessarily, or the administration gets who we are as people of faith. First of all, let me say you're not alone. And second of all, let me say that this is probably the best time ever to go ahead and make a change. It really is. This is the best time that you could possibly take a look at maybe enrolling your child in a private Christian school. And we've got so many in this area that are of such high quality. The one thing I think parents kind of ask themselves when they look in the mirror is, how do I afford that? How do I make that happen maybe on a budget that's a little bit limited? Well, ever since the recession, and this is really something we started during the recession to help folks just like you, we started a website. It's called ChristianTuitions.com. And it's a website where you can go to, and we have worked with just a number of the best Christian schools in the community. I mean, all the way down in Sarasota, on up into Newport Richey, out to the east a bit, and of course, right here in Tampa Bay. And you can sign up, and pending your child's acceptance to that particular school, there's a certificate available for you for half off your first year's tuition. And it really is a blessing to so many of families over the years. We had a family, I want to say, it's got to be 2 years ago now, where the mom had just started her children, or was just about to start her children in Christian school for the very first time, found out that she had breast cancer. And of course, everything was up in the air. Everything was in flux during that time. Your whole family's financial situation kind of comes into question. And because of that half-price tuition opportunity, they were still able to do that. She is now fully recovered from her breast cancer and is a survivor now for several years. But because of that opportunity, they didn't have to abandon that dream. And so if that's something that you've wanted to do for the longest time, that's actually available for you to do that. Again, you can just go to letstalkfaith.com, or rather, I'm sorry, go to ChristianTuitions.com and have a look around and see what was going on there. Also, you know what this thinking about school and school ending has had me kind of looking back at the whole school year, and not just my children and the, you know, probably four pairs of sneakers that we've gone through and a couple of backpacks and some lunch boxes. But last fall, I was able to travel to Tennessee via Knoxville with a group that we've worked for many years called Save the Children. And when we talk about Save the Children in the context of our partnership here on Faith Talk, we're really talking about the opportunity to provide emergency nutrition. Maybe you remember we talked about Plumpy Nut, which is really just a kind of a miracle therapeutic food that when they give it to children who are on the brink of death from malnutrition, I mean, it's a miracle. It literally brings them back from the edge of death. And we talk about that. We will be talking about that all this month, giving you an opportunity to help provide that for children in need. The phone number, by the way, is 888-884-4836, or you just click the Save the Children banner at letstalkfaith.com. But occasionally people will say to me, when are you going to work with somebody? When are you going to, be a blessing to a group that does something here in the States? And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because Save the Children also does that. Last fall, I was with them in Appalachia. I mean, one of the poorest parts of our country. They're right. If you've been to Dollywood, you've been really close to where I was, and you may not know it, but just past all the restaurants and Dollywood and the beautiful cabins and all the mountainy things you can do, there are a number of families who don't have proper nutrition. They don't have the income to provide the life for their children that they should. You have a lot of single parent families. You have a lot of poverty, a lot of destitution, and a lot of situations where kids, because they come from these families, can't read adequately, don't have the educational skills to advance beyond that. Well, Save the Children is right there in Appalachia, and I was able to bear witness to that at two different schools where Save the Children is providing nutrition assistance. They provide after-school care in some instances. They provide reading programs for children who are behind the reading curve. They're able to work with these kids intensively to bring up their academics, to bring up their grades, to teach them how to read so that when they graduate from school, they're not just cast off. They have a chance, a real chance, at a job that is meaningful, that pays what it should. And they're transforming that part of our country through their efforts. to minister, to love on these kids, and in a powerful way, working with local principals and school teachers to give them a fighting chance. So as I think about what this school year has meant for our own family, I think about what that school year has meant for folks like Dr. Shannon Grooms, who's the principal at Northeast Elementary School in Cock County, Tennessee, and for his wife, Deanie, and the work that they're doing there with these kids. I think of my friend Terry, who works in those schools, and the love that she's showing those children. And I think of a lady named Jennifer Arms, whose children just simply could not read. Third grade could not read. And what it means for her to be able to see her children reading at a ninth grade level now through the efforts of Save the Children. You're going to hear all about that kind of stuff over the next month or so. But I want you to pray about that. I want you to jump in. We have a big goal ahead of us, and your gift of $60 means so much when you call 888-884-4836 or go to letstalkfaith.com. Got a lot going on the program today. You know, we can admit this or we cannot admit this, but in your church this Sunday, in the pew or the chair next to you or behind you, in front of you, there will be somebody sitting who has a secret. They have a secret that they struggle with same-sex addiction or same-sex desire, rather. You know, this is one of those uncomfortable conversations that needs to be more comfortable. Same-sex attraction is the way that we would say that. They, you know, it's not like they want to be gay. They know what the Bible says. They know all of the cliches. They know all of the things that they've heard from a pulpit. They've read in the Bible. Maybe they have a parent who is a pastor. They know. And they need grace, and they need mercy, and they need somebody to say to them, Christ loves you, and he has a plan for you. We're going to talk about that in just a few moments with a pastor, George Carneal, Sr. from Crossway Baptist Church in Bessemer, Alabama. We're going to talk to his son, George Carneal, Jr., author of the book From Queer to Christ, talking about God's faithfulness and redeeming his life and what that meant, and how we as Christ followers can speak to people who struggle in this area in a way that is winsome. And it doesn't mean sacrificing the truth. It doesn't mean getting away from God's word. Rather, it means living that out in a way that Christ would be proud of. Also, along with that, I want to just say, if you're a pastor or a counselor, tremendous event they already had today at my church, South Tampa Fellowship. And tomorrow, you'll have a chance to be part of this in Plant City at First Baptist Church of Plant City. It is a pastors and counselors luncheon from New Hearts Outreach that's going to really examine that issue of same-sex attraction and how the kingdom of God, how Christian pastors, how counselors can deal with that and really, really speak to that in a way that is graceful and winsome and presents the whole counsel of God. We're going to talk with Pastor Carneal here in just a few moments, his son George. And we're also a little bit later on today going to share with you the keynote address that Carmen LaBerge gave recently, actually last week, at our National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch. I can't, help me with that, Mike. National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch. Can you tell I communicate for a living? No, me either. We're going to share Carmen's address. It was a terrific day out at Armature Works, and we want to share that message with you. It's all coming up on the Bill Bunkley Show. We continue to pray for Bill, and you can continue to be updated on everything going on with his health and his life at his Facebook page. And, wow, looking forward to a great show. Pastor George Carneal Jr., or Sr., and George Carneal Jr. coming up next on the Bill Bunkley Show. Thanks for listening to Faith Talk 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
We We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen images of a hungry child. She can barely move because that hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now. But they can't do it without you. Your $60 gift to Save the Children can provide the emergency nutrition needed to bring a child back from the verge of death. Will you give the gift of life to a child today? Even a little that you can give will make a huge difference. Please call now, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Or give online at SaveChildrenToday.org. That's SaveChildrenToday.org.
Saturday afternoons at 4, it's time for Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs.
Without a proper understanding of who truly owns your car, who owns your house, we're prone to mismanage that which we do have.
Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs, Saturday afternoons at 4 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1. I'm Bill Carl, in for Bill Bunkley today. Today at my church, South Tampa Fellowship, they had a very special luncheon. It is something that's been going on for about 10 years now. It's the New Hearts Outreach 10th Annual Pastors and Counselors Luncheon. And it is specifically for pastors and counselors, and it speaks to equipping them to deal with homosexuality in the church. When somebody comes forward and says, listen, I'm gay, I have same-sex attraction, and I don't know what to do about this. I know what the word says, I know what's supposed to be the truth, but this is who I am. How do you deal with that? How do you work with that? Joining us on the phone is one of the speakers from that today. George Carneal Jr. wrote the book From Queer to Christ. It's chronicling his admitting that he was same-sex attracted, and what that meant in his life, and then having to have that confronted. His dad, Pastor George Carneal Sr., is a pastor of Crossway Baptist Church in Bessemer, Alabama. I mean, right there in the buckle of the Bible Belt. George, first of all, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for, you know, having the courage not just to speak out about this, maybe at a church luncheon or something, but to write a book about that and to say, hey, this is what happened.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show. I do appreciate it.
So let's kind of jump in from the beginning, if you don't mind. Talk about what it meant for you to grow up in the middle of the Bible Belt, the son of a Baptist pastor, and yet you were having these feelings of same-sex attraction.
Well, it was hard because back in the 70s, when this issue wasn't really discussed publicly like it is today, I really had to kind of figure this out on my own because I didn't know of anybody who else who was struggling with the issue. It certainly wasn't talked about, and I didn't feel comfortable talking to my parents about it. And I just stayed in my head a lot as a kid, just trying to understand where is this feeling coming from. And I think what made it more confusing and more just sad and difficult for me was trying to understand where this came from and how to deal with it. But I just couldn't get any answers, so I stayed in my head all of the time trying to make sense of something I just didn't understand.
Hmm. And what was that like? Because eventually I know you went out to L.A., you pursued that lifestyle that became kind of who you were for a long time. And then eventually, how did that come back around to where you felt like that there was a place for Christ to intervene in this?
Well, in my case, I spent 25 years in the life, and I really needed to just wallow in the misery. And by the grace of God, my father and many other Christians who stayed close to me, they never backed down on their stance or their conviction. And at the time, I really didn't appreciate hearing it. In hindsight, I'm glad that they were faithful in making sure that they knew that this was not in God's plan. I really couldn't see it at the time. I thought they were just being closed-minded. But in my case, my dad just really prayed that I wallow in the hog pen for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I did. And it was 25 years in that life. And I was so miserable that before God ever became part of the equation again for me, I walked out of that life. I was done. I was disillusioned with it. And it was just a miserable life. But having wallowed in that misery as long as I did, once I walked away from it, I was really ready to hear from God and let him start working in my life, because I was so tormented in my mind. I was really struggling with depression. I had already attempted suicide, and I was still struggling with suicidal thoughts.
We're talking with George Carneal, Jr., author of From Queer to Christ. He is one of the speakers tomorrow at the 10th Annual Pastors and Counselors Luncheon in Plant City First Baptist Church, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. By the way, this is a free event for pastors and counselors. You can RSVP at nhotampa.com. That's nhotampa.com. That is the web address for New Hearts Outreach. So, George, you got out of that. You didn't want to be a part of that anymore. You came back. Tell me about coming home.
It was great, because my dad was always, and my parents, they always had an open door for that, and they never mistreated me. And I hope that parents who have LGBT children will be kind and compassionate and patient. Do not kick your kids out. There is hope in getting out of that life. And with my dad welcoming me back home and just being around my family, and to not only that, be in a church where a lot of the congregation, they've read my book, they've heard my testimony, and they have been some of the most wonderful and supportive and kind and loving people that I could ever have ever encountered. And it has, I have felt more peace about this, and just the appreciation of having a good network and support group of Christian friends and family.
And one of the key things that I read from your testimony is that, you know, you have said, hey, listen, I still struggle with this. I'm still same-sex attracted. Mm-hmm. But you have chosen celibacy. Talk about that path.
Yes, a lot of what really brings, I can't speak for others, but for me, what really brought about a lot of the depression and hopelessness was when people would say, well, you need to come out of that life. Well, God wasn't changing my feelings, and I had asked him to. So I still had this same-sex attraction. I didn't know that celibacy could have been an option, because the media is not going to tell you that, and all you hear are these ex-gay ministries. Well, when I started on this path, I started to find a lot of gay men who had really started, they really cared enough about Christ and God that they've just decided to choose the path of celibacy, and I have found a support group even there. So it was nice to have that option without having to be fake with a woman. It's not fair to her. It's not fair to me. And until I know what God's going to do in my life, for now, I've just stayed on the path of celibacy for over 10 years now, and everything's great.
That's awesome. George Carneal, Jr. is our guest, author of From Queer to Christ. He and his father speaking tomorrow at First Baptist Church Plant City for the annual Pastors and Counselors Luncheon. Details at nhotampa.com. Hey, George, let me just, I don't even know if I'm going to ask this question correctly, but I'm going to try.
Go ahead.
What are things that people have said to you or in front of you over the years that they felt like were nothing, were harmless, but deep down you said to yourself, this is, certainly it's not harmless and it's not helpful at all. What are things people have said or done that you go, you know what, you're not helping at all?
Right. The main thing is when I would hear Christians make very derogatory remarks about homosexuals. I didn't say anything. I didn't need to make a scene, but it automatically sent a message to me that you're not a safe person I can talk to. And when you have a lot of Christians in the church who like to gossip and backbite and talk about people, so many LGBT individuals don't feel safe. I never felt safe in the church, and I didn't feel safe around Christians. That was one of the things, to be mindful of what you're saying, because you never know who you're listening to. And the other thing is this. If you have an LGBT individual that is around you, if you have them around you, to I'm sorry, I was losing my train of thought.
That's okay.
Is to, you might be the only godly influence in their life. Mm. And so I would encourage them to stick with these people. And you don't always have to beat the dead horse about the message. Just be a real friend to them. Because if at some point, if you are consistent in your message and you are not hypocritical, and they are in a church, and that's the main thing, is to get them to be in church where they're constantly hearing the Word of God so the Holy Spirit can convict them. That's the best thing you could do for them. But I will tell you the other thing that is really hurtful is when Christians will tell you one thing, but they're doing it themselves, or they are being hypocritical about it.
Well, we're I hate to jump in.
I'm sorry. No.
You've just been outstanding. And listen, George, I pray for you and your family the very best. George Carneal Jr. from Queer to Christ is the book. Speaking tomorrow at the Pastors and Counselors Luncheon. Details at nhotampa.com. God bless you, George, and God bless your dad. Have a great day, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street for the second day in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up close to 200 points, 24,739. The NASDAQ was up by 65 points. Oil prices gained a bit more, up 22 pennies a barrel in international trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. $71.36 was the closing price. President Trump has announced a date and time for his upcoming talks with his North Korean counterpart. He'll sit down with Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. In Hawaii, the Volcanoes National Park about to shut down in anticipation of a possible explosive event. The Kilauea volcano continues to ooze lava out of its eastern flank, but now officials fear it could actually erupt, and that could send boulders into the sky. They say obviously posing a danger to nearby residents as well. More details at srnnews.com.
At Mr. Sparky, our skilled electricians can help fix any electrical problem. From breaker boxes to home surge protectors, we'll get your life back to normal faster. Call Mr. Sparky today and get a free service call with any repair.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Limitations and restrictions may apply. Each location is an independently owned and operated franchise of Mr. Sparky, each licensed respectively in their state or county.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Call now. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
Bill Bunkley inviting you to join me and my family on an inspirational pilgrimage this November to Israel and Jordan. I've crafted with EDI Travel's renowned historian Boaz Shalgi an incredible itinerary. You'll visit Petra in Jordan, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nazareth, Jericho, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, Masada, the Northern Golan Heights, the Lebanese border, Ascalon, plus Jerusalem's new U.S. Embassy. We'll share an Israeli dinner at Boaz's home. See this and much more for the all-inclusive, credible price of $3,965. Join me, Tony, and Zach on this 10-day all-inclusive pilgrimage November 10th through 19th. As a faithful listener, you've likely heard of my current health challenges. I've been advised by my medical team to plan on leading this spectacular pilgrimage. So come join us. Call 813-515-1510 or check out our complete itinerary online at letstalkfaith.com.
Get ready for the next most important event that will change the world forever.
Bigger than the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, and the famous Idaho Potato Bowl all rolled into one.
It's the Pick and Roll Sports Show with Corey, the sports socialist, Seibel.
And Adam, a.k.a. the mayor, Smith.
Join us as we look at the weekly sports world along with some lighthearted humor. All through the lens of faith.
Yes, you can have both.
That's Pick and Roll with Adam and Corey, Saturday mornings at 11
on Faith Talk 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Welcome back to the Bill Bunkley Show. It is Thursday. I'm Bill Carl. And again, we're so thankful for George Carneal and George Carneal Sr., spending some time with us this afternoon talking about issues that arise when maybe a member of the family or the community says, hey, listen, I have same-sex attraction, and I want to be connected to Christ, but I don't know what this means, and I need healing, and how do we relate to that? Listen, if you're a pastor or a counselor, again, there's a great opportunity tomorrow, 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at First Baptist Church of Plant City to come hear the Carneal speak, to get an idea of how you can be the best in terms of ministering to those with same-sex attraction, those who are in your pews this Sunday who are hiding that secret and really need to have Christ be in the middle of all of that. You can learn more about this event tomorrow in RSVP at nhotampa.com. That's nhotampa.com, and we're so thankful for guys like Mark Culligan and the folks at New Hearts Outreach for providing this opportunity today. Again, it's nhotampa.org. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to share with you the keynote address that Carmen LaBerge gave at last week's National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch at Armature Works. Just an amazing ministry that she has as a radio host. Of course, you've heard her in for Bill Bunkley a number of times. And really, I thought she gave an address that spoke right from the heart of God. We'll share that next here on the Bill Bunkley Show.
As we talk about unity, as we talk about the peace of Christ, as we talk about the calling of God upon each one of our lives to actually be his ambassadors, ambassadors of the kingdom of God in the midst of the kingdoms of this world, I want you to consider something that I was a little disappointed in earlier in the meal. When the question was asked for everyone who's engaged in ministry to stand up, there shouldn't have been one butt in one chair. So, if you are engaged in ministry in the marketplace, if you are engaged in ministry because you are raising a child, if you are engaged in ministry because you are activated by Christ in the world, I want you to stand up. Okay, my work here is pretty much done. If you leave here today embracing that sense of who you are, embracing your sense of yourself as an ambassador of Jesus Christ in the world that he so loves, if you get it, that that is who you are and that that's what you're on mission to do, no matter what mountain of culture you happen to be climbing or building or witnessing in, then my work here will have been done. Because that's really what I'm all about. I am trying to help individuals reconnect the eternal with the everyday, speak the mind of Christ on the issues of the day in ways that honor him. Which means that we can't just have the gospel in our head and in our hearts and, you know, be good with Jesus ourselves. We actually have to be people who are putting those kingdom principles into practice in the marketplace of ideas in every mountain of culture. And when I say the mountains of culture, that might be new language for some of you, but we've actually prayed through the mountains of culture here today. We think of them as the family, religion or faith, or the church, education, government, law, the military, the media, those engaged in news and commentary, and I would add to that social media. Those engaged in arts and entertainment, business, economics, and vocation. Those are kind of the mountains of culture. Now, here's what I want to have you consider? Because when we talk about cultural engagement, people tend to have a specific way that they're thinking about that. And so this is sort of a question to ask of yourself. There are going to be three options, by the way. How do you think about culture? Do you think about culture as something with which you are at war? Is the culture something that you are at war with? Is culture like a river that's carrying you along or that is overwhelming you with its tide? Or is culture the garden in which you have been placed as a responsible steward that you are supposed to be cultivating a harvest of righteousness? You can probably see that I have a bias toward option three. However, when we talk about the culture war, if I refer to it that way, you know immediately what I'm talking about, don't you? We aren't so quick to understand when we start thinking about culture being a garden. But where did God put the first people? In a culture. I know, you said in a garden, I heard you. But he put them in a culture. He was seeking to create a culture. Adam and Eve were set there to cultivate a culture. Now, in the first culture, people walked with God in total peace and harmony in every aspect and area of life. And that sounds really great, doesn't it? That's exactly like life now, right? Not quite. So the cultural environment that we now live in is somewhat different than the Garden of Eden. But our calling in the current culture is no different. We are to walk with God in the culture of our day. It's no accident that you live now. If we believe in the sovereignty of God, then it's no accident that you live now. It's also no accident that you live here. And so if you actually believe in a God who is sovereign, and you actually believe that before the creations of the earth, God actually conceived of you in his creative imagination, and if you actually believe that he sovereignly placed you at a particular point in history because he needed you to do for him the good deeds that he had established in advance for you, and that he has poured into your life by the power of his Holy Spirit everything that is necessary for carrying out his calling here and now, then you and I would begin to embrace the reality that it's no accident that we live now. So why should we be mad about it? Like, why would you be mad that you live now if now's when you're supposed to live? So if you do not like the fruits of unrighteousness being produced in the culture over which you have been set as a steward, then it's time to start plowing. And it's time to start planting. Now, some of you are going to immediately then add to that, and it's time to start weeding. But Jesus tells us that the weeds and the tares, they grow up together. So every time you get tempted to, you know, get in there and weed, and I like to weed. I mean, we'll just go ahead and admit, I like to weed. But weeding is actually not the primary responsibility of you and I, right? So our primary responsibility is to be people who till the soil of our generation and plant the seeds of truth within it, and then leave it up to God to give the growth. Okay, so if you don't like the harvest of unrighteousness that's being produced around you, begin tilling the soil, begin removing the rocks. If anybody has ever gardened, and I'll admit to you that gardening is something that is now a regular part of the rhythm of my life. I've only been married for 7 years, but I married a person who thinks everyone should have a garden, and ours is kind of big. And so our garden actually every year produces rocks. Now, I mean, it produces good fruit and vegetables as well, but any of you who have actually gardened year after year after year, you actually know that that field, it's very strange, but that field produces rocks. And every year before you plant, you have to remove the rocks. And every year there's more rocks. I do not know how this happens, but it happens. The same is true in the culture. There are rocks and impediments to the gospel that are produced And you and I have to be the people who remove them. Scripture actually speaks to this, right? We are supposed to be removing anything that sets itself up in opposition to the word of the Lord. Okay? So you need to be removing those impediments to the gospel, and then you need to be sowing the seed. And so it doesn't really matter which part of the culture God has placed you as a steward over. It could be the culture of the home. It could be the culture of the classroom. It could be the culture of the courtroom. It could be the culture of a media environment. It could be the culture of a ministry. It could be the culture of a local congregation. On and on and on and on and on. But whatever culture God has set you as a steward over, you are responsible to sow the seed of the gospel into that culture. Now, what is God going to produce when you sow the seed of the gospel in the culture over which you have been set as a steward? What is he going to produce? This is not hard. It's the Galatians chapter 5 fruits list. Good fruits. Anybody want to help me out here? It starts with pretty good. Pretty good. You did well. Give yourselves a hand. Let's just settle on love for just a moment. Love is the nature of God. God is love, but in our culture, we need to constantly remind one another that love is not God. God is love. Love is not God. Love is the very character or nature of God. It's also his command to us. It's also the new command of Jesus to us. It's also because God, by his grace, always gives us everything that's necessary for that which he commands us to do. Love is a gift. There's a whole chapter on that. The gift of love. Love is also the fruit of the work of God in our lives. And so love leads the list of the fruits of righteousness. So if we just want to use just love as a question among us today, if we're called to be people who always and in all ways demonstrate who God is by the quality and the character of our love, how are we doing? How are we doing at home? How are we doing on social media? How are we doing in the courtrooms or the justice system? How are we doing in the nation in our political discourse? If love is going to be the only thing we're going to use, it tops the list. I mean, we can get to joy, love, joy, peace, patience we're not very good at. I'm just saying, like, right, we start doing an in-depth fruit inspection, we're going to be here a while and it's going to look bad. So we just look at love. I think we could probably each have a fairly long conversation with ourselves in the mirror on just this topic. I think that in order to be people who influence the culture, which, by the way, you are a cultural influencer. There's no question that you're influencing the culture. There's a thing called emotional contagion, right? Which means that if you and I hang out for even a few minutes and you're emotionally twisted up in one way or another, I am going to feel it because emotion is actually contagious, okay? You can feel it in a car. If you've ever been trapped in a car with somebody who is really emotionally twisted up, it is contagious, is it not? How about an elevator, right? How about a courtroom? Like, there's emotional contagion in a lot of these environments where we find ourselves. Okay, so we as Christians, when you think about that for just a minute, what is the emotion that we should be having a contagious impact of the world with? We should be infecting the world with a love contagion.
Well, that is Carmen LaBerge, and we'll catch up with more of her address at the Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch last week's National Day of Prayer. It was just an amazing opportunity to hear from a godly woman, from the heart of God, I thought. Also, before we go to break, I just want to remind you that there is still time for you to sign up to head to Europe. This summer with Alistair Begg, starting July 31st, a river cruise through Europe. You'll stop at sites that are germane to the Protestant Reformation, like Wittenberg, of course, the Wittenberg door where Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses. Details on that European Reformation cruise with Alistair Begg at letstalkfaith.com.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
God has the power to take the worst things that happen and still use them for good. Think about the horrific event, the greatest injustice that has ever happened on planet Earth, the torture, the murder of God's own son. God used that terrible evil. Yes, he even planned that terrible evil to bring about our salvation, our redemption. If God can take something as horrible as the crucifixion of his son and use it for good, he has the power to do the same thing in your life. Even though your health may be declining, even though your relationships seem out of control, God says, I am in control of your world. And that's what Ecclesiastes 3:1 says. There is an appointed time for everything. There is a time for every event under heaven.
Today's Pathway Minute is provided by your station and Pathway to Victory. To hear the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen images of a hungry child. She can barely move because that hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now. But they can't do it without you. Your $60 gift to Save the Children can provide the emergency nutrition needed to bring a child back from the verge of death. Will you give the gift of life to a child today? Even a little that you can give will make a huge difference. Please call now, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Or give online at SaveChildrenToday.org. That's SaveChildrenToday.org.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications. The same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
When was the last time the owners of a heating and AC company took time to share money-saving tips on your AC system? Learn how to save on costly repairs and maintenance during Keeping It Cool with Lance, the Air Guy, and the owners of ACS Home Services, Central Florida's heating and cooling experts. Visit acshomeservices.com and listen to Keeping It Cool every Saturday morning at 7 on Faith Talk AM 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. Thanks so much for listening as we continue to share with you Carmen LaBerge's keynote address at the Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch last week during the National Day of Prayer. Carmen has been kind enough to sub in for Bill several times while he has been working through an illness, and we're so thankful for that. And you can also catch up with her on her own national program, The Reconnect with Carmen LaBerge, airing nationally at 1 p.m. on the East Coast. Details at reconnectwithcarmen.com.
When you and I experience a brokenness among the body here in our generation, the problem it creates is the witness to the world. It's not ultimately a problem for the church, because the church is who she is, and she is who she's going to be, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail against her. Okay? And so what we're talking about is visible unity. And we're talking about whether or not here in this generation, we are going as Christians, we are going to be able to manifest a unity of the Spirit and a bond of peace in such a way that the world will come to know who? Jesus. He's our guy. That's our thing. That's our message. It's his kingdom that we're seeking to advance. It's his name that we're seeking to make famous. And so the challenge, or at least one of the challenges that we face, is a competitiveness within the body of Christ in our generation that breaks down this unified witness. And so let me just encourage you, if you are, and now since you've all stood up, you know you are, engaged in ministry, you are hereby charged to engage in that ministry in a way that is collaborative, not competitive. So when we talk about collaboration, that's a word that everybody seems to like and embrace. Collaboration it means that the body's actually going to function as it's supposed to, and every part is going to do the part that it's supposed to do in order that the whole body knit together accomplishes the work for which God called it. Does this sound familiar at all? Like, there's a lot of body theology in the New Testament if you need to brush up on it. But every part of the body has a responsibility to do what it is called to do in order that the whole body might function together. So if you're not doing your part, the rest of us are actually paralyzed. That's what happens when a part of the body sits out, right? So don't sit out. It's time to get engaged. Whatever part of the body you are, I want you to get engaged in it. On the subject of unity, I think that the racial reconciliation question is probably for us as the church one of the greatest failures in not only in all of American history but in this American moment. Okay, reconciliation is our thing. Like, as Christians, reconciliation is our ministry. We are the people who actually understand what it means to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. We ought to be on the forefront of reconciliation conversations of every kind, of every variety. We certainly ought to be the people on the forefront of the conversation of racial reconciliation in this nation. Okay? So, now, you shouldn't have clapped unless you want to do it. So, here's the deal. When we start talking about racial reconciliation, everybody becomes uncomfortable. Everybody becomes uncomfortable. This would be my encouragement to you. Spend some time in your prayer closet with the book of Philemon. First of all, it's really short. But I want you to consider Paul's language and how he relates to the two men in that conversation. And I want you to think about that as a pattern for racial reconciliation here in the United States of America. What would it mean for those of us in the body of Christ to actually demonstrate a unity of the Spirit and a bond of peace to the world on this particular subject? What if we actually got to the place where, as Christians, we could acknowledge that we stand on equal footing at creation, that we stand on equal footing at the cross, and that we will stand on equal footing in the kingdom of heaven? I think that this particular conversation is the one that we have got to be having in our homes. It's the one we have got to be having in our classrooms. It's the one we have to be having in our courtrooms. It's the one we have to be having on every mountain of culture. And when we say that politics is downstream of culture, that gets to the river conversation, as if culture is a river. Well, if culture is a river, don't just let it carry you away. When culture is flowing in a direction or at a pace or with a current that you know is contrary to the word of God, you are obligated to stand against it, not just go with the flow of it. Now, let me again see. This is the dangerous clap. This is dangerous to clap to these things, because I'm inviting you, in many ways, to stand on what culture sees as the wrong side of history. And I believe that increasingly in our culture, the challenge that Christians are going to face is this one. Is it more important that I be seen by others standing on the right side of history, or is it more important that I be found on the right side of a holy God?
Hey, thanks for listening to the Bill Bunkley Show. I'm Bill Carl. That's Carmen LaBerge and the address she shared. Last week, the National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch. We'll continue with that in just a few moments here on Faith Talk 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Do you have a retirement account worth more than $100,000? Pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. Gold is a better way. Gold, it's better. Better way to protect your retirement, a better way to grow your retirement, and better than everything you're currently doing inside your retirement account. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. GoldIsABetterWay.com.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com. A service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senate leaders are reacting to Kim Jong-un's early morning release of three Americans held prisoner in North Korea.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo deserves a lot of credit for the release.
The families of these three men and the entire country are so grateful.
Minority Leader Charles Schumer says he's grateful too, up to a point.
We can't be fooled into giving the North Korean regime credit for returning Americans that never should have been detained in the first place?
The release of the three American citizens came in advance of a June 12th summit in Singapore between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Meanwhile, correspondent Sagar Mangani reports a date and location are set for President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
The president had been teasing the details for days and has now revealed them on Twitter, saying the much-anticipated meeting will be June 12th in Singapore. He'd earlier pitched having it in the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. The president writes he and Kim will try to make it a very special moment for world peace.
The Hawaii Volcanoes National Park will shut down in anticipation of a possible explosive event involving the Kilauea volcano, which has been creating havoc on the main island of Hawaii. Volcanologist Janet Babb says Kilauea could start spewing out big rocks.
While this is not a certainty, it's a possibility, and we want communities in the area of Kilauea Summit to be aware and to be prepared.
Scientists say the risk of an explosive summit eruption will rise in coming weeks as magma drains down the flank of the volcano, heating groundwater and sending steam into the air that would push any accumulated rocks out in an explosion. On Wall Street, the Dow by 196 points, the NASDAQ rose 65, the S&P advanced 25, crude oil up 22 cents to $71.36 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Multiple failures are to blame for the Niger ambush that killed four U.S. service members last October. General Tom Waldhauser, who heads the U.S. Africa Command, says a variety of problems led to the deadly attack last year.
I take ownership for all the events connected to the ambush of 4 October. Again, the responsibility is mine.
General Waldhauser says the ambushed forces were badly outmanned and outgunned.
They had never seen anything in this magnitude, numbers, mobility, and training. It was a total tactical surprise.
And he says he's already ordered some changes to how U.S. forces in Africa carry out missions.
I have directed additions to the minimal equipment requirements for the special operations team that work for Special Operations Command Africa, ensuring that their security posture is enhanced. This includes increased firepower for force protection.
News and analysis, all available at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says his committee is mindful that it must move quickly to process any nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court in the event there's a vacancy anytime soon.
There's generally about 50, 60, 70 days between the time a president nominates somebody and we get a hearing in committee, and then another 2 weeks before it gets to the floor. And this has to be done before the November election.
Senator Grassley tells the Salem Radio Network, speaking hypothetically, he hopes his committee will act quickly to confirm a President Trump nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court if there's a vacancy anytime soon.
My message to any one of the 9 Supreme Court justices, if you're thinking about quitting this year, do it yesterday.
Republicans hope that this is the case because, as the majority party in the Senate, Republicans currently control the confirmation process. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This hour is sponsored by EDI Travel.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Hey, welcome back to the Bill Bunkley Show. I'm Bill Carl filling in. So thankful last week's National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch was such a success. Great crowd of people, and I thought Carmen LaBerge, who you hear sub in for Bill every once in a while here on the show, did a terrific job as the keynote speaker. Let's continue with her message.
I'm a pretty voracious consumer of the news in order that I can then help other people be equipped to engage the news of the day from a Christian worldview and actually enter into the cultural conversations of the day in ways that honor Jesus. So it won't surprise you that I read a lot of statistics and research about, you know, the mood of the nation or research related to, you know, so who's out there and what are they thinking. So if you want to be a person who is going to influence the culture, then you have to understand the culture that you're living in. So if you're not up to speed yet on the research related to Generation Z, right? You're thinking to yourself, I thought the millennials were the ones we were concerned about. The millennials now all have babies, and they're raising a new generation, and that generation is called Generation Z. So if you're still trying to reach millennials, that's great, but they're all grown up. So the generation that we really need to be intentionally focused on is reaching Generation Z. Generation Z is the first non-white majority generation in the United States of America. I will repeat that for those of you who are not aware of this demographic trend. Generation Z is the first non-majority white generation in America. They are also the largest generation. They are the most diverse in every way. They are fluid in terms of their understanding of gender. They are non-committed in terms of their understanding of God. In order to influence their conversation related to their gender identity or all of their identity issues, we have to influence how they see and understand who God is. We're not going to solve the identity theft problem in this country. And when I talk about identity theft, I'm talking about the real big identity theft, the deceiver who comes to kill and steal and destroy and has robbed people of their understanding of who they are as image bearers of the Creator and children of the King. That's the identity theft issue. If we're going to solve the identity theft issue in this country and actually see people restored, then we're going to have to see them reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. And if you and I think that we are going to craft some unity apart from Jesus, we're fooling ourselves. You cannot have community without unity, and you can't have unity without Jesus. And so if in your community you're trying to craft a unity or gin up some kind of unity apart from Christ, trust me when I tell you, your efforts will be futile. And so let me encourage you as community leaders, as people who are concerned about this particular community of Tampa Bay, as people who are prayerful and prayer warriors, as people who understand that we have all of these influences in the culture and that you and I actively participate in these cultural influencing streams, minerals. Now you can pick your image and work with it. You and I have a responsibility to not just be people who bear the name of Christ on Sunday. We actually have to live into our identity as the ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven with all the dignity that implies. We need to embrace our identity as the ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven in the midst of the kingdoms of this world. And the kingdom of the world where you now live is Tampa Bay. And so when you go forth from this place today, you go forth as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Now, ambassadors talk about their native land, which means we ought to be talking about the kingdom of God. Ambassadors represent a foreign king. So we ought to be people who are representing God, Jesus Christ, to the kingdoms of this world that do not yet know him. Do you see how this works? And can you see how if you begin to understand yourself in that role and with that responsibility? By the way, ambassadors are not at war with the countries where they go to serve. So you're like a foreign ambassador from the kingdom of heaven to the United States of America, which I know this might be super duper bad news to some of you, is not a Christian nation. Founded on Christian principles, yes. Populated by a lot of people who are members of churches, yes. A Christian nation? Christian nations do not do what we do to unborn Americans. A Christian nation would not do in its criminal justice system what we do either. So on these fronts, I know, see, everybody is excited about the unborn. Not everybody is excited about the incarcerated. But let me just briefly touch on this. We can't really have a racial reconciliation conversation in America without having a justice conversation. And we can't have a justice conversation without having a conversation about criminal justice reform. And that's not to say that we're going to, you know, embrace lawlessness. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting to the place where we understand that we have systemic issues in education and in criminal justice and really in every other system in our country, and that we need to be serious people engaging in real reform at every level in every sector of culture in order that we can bring the gospel to bear.
That is Carmen LaBerge, the keynote address she gave at the Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch last week at Armature Works in Tampa. We're going to have more of that coming up in just a moment. And this reminder, if you're thinking about a private Christian school for your child for next year, go to this website, christiantuitions.com, for half off your first year's tuition. I'm Bill Carl. We'll be right back with more in a moment. Let's go downtown.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen images of a hungry child. She can barely move because that hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now. But they can't do it without you. Your $60 gift to Save the Children can provide the emergency nutrition needed to bring a child back from the verge of death. Will you give the gift of life to a child today? Even a little that you can give will make a huge difference. Please call now, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Or give online at SaveChildrenToday.org. That's SaveChildrenToday.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
God is perfect in His love, which simply means this, that God in His love always does what is best for us. Not sometimes, not most of the time, but always. God in His love always does what is best for us. If you and I doubt the love of God, we will not trust Him. And we begin to question whether God can do anything about our life or not. If we doubt that He loves us, we will not trust Him. We will reason, we will figure out some way to rationalize our doubt in God. Well, Lord, if you'd have done so and so, if you'd have done this, but if you and I love Him, genuinely love Him, and you and I recognize His love for us, if we really believe that His love is perfect, we will indeed trust Him in the most difficult times.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Saturday mornings at 10:30, join us for The Universe Next Door with Dr. Tom Woodward.
And I think it's just a really helpful, positive development where we don't have to, you know, avoid important questions like this. We can embrace dialogue.
The Universe Next Door with Dr. Tom Woodward. Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Thanks for joining us for segment two of the Bill Bunkley Show here in this 5 o'clock hour. Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1. I'm Bill Carl. Before we continue with Carmen LaBurge's keynote address at the National Day of Prayer brunch in Tampa last week, I just wanted to let you know, Mom, we love you. Happy Mother's Day. And I think there's still time for you to head to letstalkfaith.com, click on the contest link, and enter to win a really great Mother's Day contest prize, $3,000 cash. Pretty cool. And don't worry, Dad, we've got a Father's Day contest on the way as well. Once again, let's dive back in. Here's Carmen LaBerge, very challenging message, an encouraging message. I felt like straight from the heart of God, given at last week's National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch at Armature Works.
We're talking about getting to the place where we understand that we have systemic issues in education and in criminal justice and really in every other system in our country, and that we need to be serious people engaging in real reform at every level in every sector of culture in order that we can bring the gospel to bear on the lives of real men and women and children in this country. So, you want to talk about adoption? We're people who have an adoption theology. You want to talk about justice? We know the God who is just. You want to talk about righteousness and people living in a way that produces a harvest of righteousness in their lives? We're the people who know the one who is righteous. You want to talk about reconciliation? We're the people who have been reconciled to God in Jesus Christ and given a ministry of reconciliation and a message of reconciliation. Whatever the conversation is that the culture wants to be having, we are already adequately equipped to have it. We just need to get in there and start talking. So I'm going to close with this, since it's on the sheet of paper from which I was supposed to be, you know, making remarks and haven't been paying any attention to. I really believe America is at a pivotal moment where we don't yet know what identity she is going to choose for the future which lies ahead. So I'm not one of those people who, you know, thinks the whole thing's already gone over the cliff and isn't worth fighting for. I do think it's past time to be fighting with it. So I want us to be fighting for, but I want us to stop fighting with. And when we talk about identity, I want us to be talking about the identity conversation from a position of image bearers and ambassadors, where I'm actually demonstrating to another person what it looks like to be a child of the King. That's winsome. That's invitational. That's not me saying to them, you can't be who you want to be. That's more sort of without saying it, wouldn't you like to be like the one who's going to inherit the kingdom of heaven? Okay, so you got the identity theft thing, and you got the need for a restoration on the subject of identity. My second point is this. I think that there are times when we focus on a window of opportunity or a time that's on the calendar or that we imagine as a particular season. I want you instead to focus on the moment you're in and eternity. Okay? So moment by moment, every single moment is a moment of confession and a moment of inviting God to bring me into greater conformity with his will. Moment. Every moment is the moment in which we want to be found faithful. And then our other emphasis is on eternity. And I really am leaving everything in between the moment and eternity up to God. Because this moment is the one in which I have some control, and eternity is in his hand. And I'm just sort of leave that one at that. My third point is this. I encourage you to deal with people, not with issues. Deal with people, not with issues. Causes are not won. People are. So you can just think to yourself when you feel the energy welling up with, it's always negative, by the way, when you feel the negative energy welling up within you to confront an issue, I want you to remember that that person is precious and that God knows them through and through, and that God has you in that moment to bear witness to who he is. and to winsomely somehow draw them toward him, not repel them from him. So, deal with people, not with issues. Finally, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up on anyone. Don't ever give up on anyone. Aren't you glad that the person who led you to Christ didn't give up? I am. And don't ever give in to evil. Now, I want you to constantly give up to God, but don't ever give in to evil. Friends, I think that if we could become kingdom ambassadors who are demonstrating the principles of the kingdom of heaven to the world, doing so as we speak the truth in the context of every conversation, we will influence the culture in which God has planted us in ways that, frankly, sitting around at some sort of strategy meeting, we would never be able to conceive of. Ronnie Floyd, who is the National Day of Prayer committee chair, I think, he probably has a bigger, fancier title than that now, but he basically is calling all of us today to unify our voices in asking God to do his next great thing in our cultural context. So I invite you to join me not only in praying that today, that God would do whatever his next great thing is in the United States of America, but praying that we would give ourselves to it. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to see every conversation as a conversation that you are interested in and in which you have placed us to be your voice and your witness. Keep us ever mindful of who you are and who we are in relationship to you. Keep us ever mindful that we are encountering people that you dearly love and who you desperately desire to know you. We thank you for the privileges that it is to stand as your ambassadors in this generation and in this nation. And we pray, God, that you would use us in bringing about the next great thing you have planned. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once again, that was Carmen LaBerge at the 2018 National Day of Prayer Tampa Bay Prayer Brunch, held every year in our community. This year was at Armature Works. There in downtown Tampa along the river, just a beautiful facility. And I thought Carmen did just an amazing job. Of course, Carmen's show, The Reconnect with Carmen LaBerge, heard nationally, and you hear her in for Bill Bunkley here on occasion. We're so thankful for that Tampa Bay native and the influence that she's having for the kingdom of God. I'm Bill Carl. It's been great to be with you today. Coming up next, our friends at Save the Children. My buddy Scott Wilder just does an amazing job, and really look forward to seeing how this ministry continues to bless folks around the world and right here at home. Have a great night. God bless.
This is the latest from SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street for the second day in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up close to 200 points, 24,739. The NASDAQ was up by 65 points. Oil prices gained a bit more, up 22 pennies a barrel. In international trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $71.36 was the closing price. President Trump has announced a date and time for his upcoming talks with his North Korean counterpart. He'll sit down with Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. In Hawaii, the Volcanoes National Park about to shut down in anticipation of a possible explosive event. The Kilauea volcano continues to ooze lava out of its eastern flank, but now officials fear it could actually erupt, and that could send boulders into the sky. They say obviously posing a danger to nearby residents as well. More details at srnnews.com.
Having debt does put stress on a marriage, on your health.
It just starts mounting up, especially with the interest. It just goes up. So I could definitely see there was stress in Lindsay, and that would spill over into our relationship and how we related to each other.
Ben and Lindsay called nonprofit Christian credit counselors to stop the creditor calls, lower their interest rate, and get one monthly payment they could afford.
Our situation's definitely improved, and it's such a difference to not borrow to get things and you actually save to get them. It's a liberating feeling.
At Christian Credit Counselors, your freedom from debt is their number one priority. On average, their clients become debt-free up to 80% faster.
It's definitely freedom.
See how much Christian Credit Counselors can save you. Call a personal credit counselor for your free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 800-557-1985. Your journey to financial freedom begins now. Call 800-557-1985 or visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Call 800-557-1985.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen images of a hungry child. She can barely move because that hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now. But they can't do it without you. Your $60 gift to Save the Children can provide the emergency nutrition needed to bring a child back from the verge of death. Will you give the gift of life to a child today? Even a little that you can give will make a huge difference. Please call now, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Or give online at SaveChildrenToday.org. That's SaveChildrenToday.org.
What can be done about offensive literature sent in the mail? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My wife receives in the mail from the Planned Parenthood organization in our city an envelope, and on that envelope it says, "Congratulations, your membership card is enclosed." They're trying to imply that my wife is a member of Planned Parenthood of Minnesota, when in fact it contradicts our Christian values 100%.
Well, you know, it's a great call, Mark, and I've seen that, actually, that fundraising piece. I've seen something very similar to it, where they say enclosed is your membership card, and people are saying, I'm not a member of Planned Parenthood, I don't want to be a member of Planned Parenthood. It's embarrassing because it goes through the mail, it's got your name and address on it. With regard to whether there's legal action, it's something that's interesting to explore. I'm not sure. I guess you would assert in a proceeding that this was some kind of a libel or forced association. That'd have to be looked at. But the first thing I would do is get to Planned Parenthood and tell them to take you off the list.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Saturday mornings at 8, Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
If there's a mortgage still on it, then he owns one half subject to the mortgage. If you pay the mortgage off and you want to be compensated for that, then just get him to sign a new mortgage or a promissory note to you so there's some proof that he owes you the money.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen images of a hungry child. She can barely move because hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now, but they can't do it without you. Your $60 gift to Save the Children can provide the emergency nutrition needed to bring a child back from the verge of death. Will you give the gift of life to a child today? Call right now and your gift to Save the Children is matched dollar for dollar thanks to a generous private donor, doubling every gift you send to give a child suffering from severe acute malnutrition life and hope for the future. Please call 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or give online at 88givenow.org.
I'm Bill Carl. Thank you for joining us for the next few moments. I'm here with Scott Wilder from Save the Children, and you're listening to this very special broadcast on Salem stations across Tampa Bay and Sarasota Bradenton. As we continue to partner with Save the Children to save lives of children really who are on the very brink.
we're not talking about feeding children in the context of maybe some rice or porridge or a little bit of meat. We're talking about children who, through horrible drought conditions in places like Ethiopia and around the Horn of Africa, have come to a place of malnutrition where they simply cannot even ingest the food that's offered them or their mother's milk. And yet there's a miracle therapeutic food that is being employed to bring these children back from the brink. Well, it's called Plumpy Nut. And it, just saying it makes me smile, but the idea of what's happening with this therapeutic food makes me smile even more. Before I bring Scott in, let's go ahead and give you this phone number, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. When you call that number and make your gift of $60, not only are you saving the life of a child, but because of a generous anonymous donor, those dollars are matched dollar for dollar, becoming $120 and saving two children. Again, that number is 888-884-4836. Scott, thanks for joining us. I know that Save the Children operates in over 120 countries around the world, including the United States of America.
Right.
You were on hand during the flooding from the hurricane last fall along the coastal Carolina area. You guys were a part of the relief efforts in Tennessee, the wildfires that burned Pigeon Forge and burned Sevierville. And yet now we're focusing on Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. We're focusing on this drought there that for us in Florida would mean just some brown yards and maybe a little rise up in the price of cucumbers. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more damaging there.
Well, it is. In fact, it all begins with a lack of water. But then there, it's not simply there's no access. There's no other water that can be brought in or come in from other estates or assistance. Everything is. When you're talking about the worst drought in 50 years in Ethiopia, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of nothing. Mm. Everything is dying. All the vegetation dies. All the livestock dies. So anything you had as a person who tried to sell something at market, maybe a cow or a goat or something like that, or maybe just have milk for your family from a goat or from a cow, or the crops that you have to eat are gone. They're all gone. And so it impacts in so many more ways than inconvenience. It really is life and death there. And though Save the Children certainly has lots of feeding programs around the world, and also here at home in the Appalachian region, we take care of kids mm-hmm. even here in the United States. But today we're talking about is the most extreme. And it also happens to be in the news.
Yeah.
Because we see in the news about the Horn of Africa and the brink of famine. You may have seen David Muir's piece on ABC just like last week or week before last. It was on Nightline, also on the evening news, on ABC Evening News. Carolyn Miles, who's the CEO of Save the Children U.S., was there in the Horn of Africa with David Muir, showing him exactly what's going on. So maybe you have seen it before. That's exactly what Save the Children does, and also does work here at home. We know we have needs here at home, too. Wherever there's a need for a child, Save the Children is there.
We need to hear from you right now. 888-884-4836 is the phone number. Your gift of $60 can bring a child back from the brink of death of starvation. 888-884-4836. Click the Save the Children banner at letstalkfaith.com and make your very best gift right now. And once again, that phone number is 888-884-4836. And I mentioned this earlier because of a very kind, generous, anonymous donor. Every gift you give is doubled with matching dollars. 888-884-4836. Scott, let's put paint this picture even a little bit more. When we talk about these children starving, being hungry, malnourished, it gets to a point where their bodies are so worn down, where they are literally almost consuming themselves, where they cannot take a mother's milk. They cannot take a little bit of gruel or soup on their mouth. Nothing seems to work, and yet this therapeutic food that you employ there, they call it Plumpy Nut, and it's almost, it makes me smile the name, but it's just not even beginning to be an indicator of what a miracle this stuff really is. Talk about it.
It really is a miracle, and it, in fact, it's known in the international community as RUTF, a ready-to-use therapeutic food. And if you've never had to eat anything off a pallet that is labeled RUTF, thank the Lord. Really, thank the Lord, because what that means is that people that are getting RUTF, they're in the most desperate of desperate conditions. conditions. It is basically food that is medicine, medicine as food. It's a peanut-based paste. It was developed about 15 years ago. Plumpy Nut is the brand, but there are several different ones. Manna is actually one of the ones.
Oh, wow.
It's called Manna. So you have this it's an ooze. It's sort of like a very thin peanut butter. It's about the consistency of Nutella, and in fact, Nutella was the inspiration for it. And you squeeze it in this little foil pack, squeeze it into the mouth of a child, and it really is a miracle. CBS did a piece on 60 Minutes, Anderson Cooper. You look up Anderson Cooper and Plumpy Nut. It's about 11 minutes long. It'll change your life. I mean, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. So whether we're talking about seeing what ABC has paid attention to, David Muir and Nightline, or a CBS with 60 Minutes, around the world, people are beginning to understand that this is a miracle, and today we have an opportunity to send this miracle and have our gift doubled. Whatever you do is going to be $120. Maybe you want to do it for a brother and sister. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd like to provide enough that could provide it for a brother and sister. That'd be $120 in a one-time gift. That becomes $240. Or maybe you would think of the number of kids or grandkids you have. And again, we do not give out of guilt. We give out of gratitude. Nobody should feel like, oh, you're making me feel bad. No. You should feel very good that we have the opportunity to not just talk faith, but do faith, that we get to be those people, not the people that would simply be Facebook friends,
right?
You know, but real friends.
You have a chance to do more than click a like
or change your avatar. Yeah. You know, this is actually making a difference. And so there's nothing wrong with telling people about stuff, but what we really want to do is find out how many people want to be a part of it and do it. So there, people have already begun to give. We have a pretty big goal we'd like to do, but mm-hmm. You know what? That always happens just a little bit at a time. Somebody says, hey, you know what? I still got some money left over from my, what it feels like a windfall from my tax refund. Mm-hmm. And normally I put that toward vacation this summer, but the kids are so busy now and they're older. We're not going to do what we normally do. So I think I'm just going to put $60 toward this, especially with the dollar for dollar match. I mentioned to you off the air earlier that my twin boys graduate college. One graduated mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago and one graduates in 2 months. So very soon I will not have any more college payments to make or housing payments to make. And so I get a bit of a windfall then, too. Maybe you're in that situation, and your kids are now taking flight. They're going off. They're healthy and happy, and that you never worried that they would live to the age of two. You never worried that they lived to the age of five. But now they're off doing their own thing, and maybe you say, you know what? Wow. I'm so thankful that my kids are up and out, and I also have this little bit of extra money. I think I'd like to do something. Your $600 one-time gift. One time, not monthly, Mom and Dad. Your $600 one-time gift would be matched dollar for dollar now. We've had people do $6,000 before.
So you say, you know what, I can help save 10 kids with a gift of $600. Now that becomes 20 children that you've impacted because of this matching gift. The phone number is 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. That's the number for Save the Children, an organization that has been around for, well, close to 100 years, operates in 120 countries, including the United States of America. And as we focus on the Horn of Africa, as we focus on this drought that has destroyed crops and livestock and food sources, and inevitably the first victims are the children, we have a chance to intervene in a very powerful way. A little bit goes a very, very long way, not just with this therapeutic food, but also with your gifts, with that matching gift. 888-884-4836 is the phone number. That's 888-884-4836. Now, Scott, we had originally set a goal of saving 150 children. With that matching gift, it could be 300 children.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that fun?
It's so awesome. I mean, and so far, you know, we're somewhere in the arena of having dealt with 15, so now we're counting it down. Let's go.
It's gonna be. I think it's a blessing to bless. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not only are we blessed so that we may bless others, but I think when we bless others, we receive such a blessing too. So it's just like a contagion of blessing. And so when we see the phone and we have people we thank by first name and by city, it's just contagion of compassion, a contagion of giving, a holding hands and saying, come and go with me. We're going to do something good together. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many of us will say yes. I understand that out of gratitude to the Lord, that through his providence and love and mercy, he had me and mine born in a place where we will never, ever have to worry about severe acute malnutrition. And so what is my obligation now? And why did he do that? Is it because I'm white or American or I speak English or I bathe once a day or I'm good or I'm better or he loves me more? The answer to all those questions is no, it's not. It's not because of any of that. Through nothing that we deserve, he has blessed us in that way. And it is a blessing to bless others. We are blessed to bless. And so today, you have an opportunity to be a conduit through which blessings flow to other people and not have them stop just here on people that look just like us.
That phone number is 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. I'm Bill Carl, along with Scott Wilder from Save the Children here in these Salem, Tampa Bay stations. And we're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us today as we talk about what it means to save a child from the very brink of death, a child who is so malnourished, so starved that they literally cannot take the milk from their mother's breast. They cannot eat a bit of gruel or a bit of rice or some meal mixed up into a weak porridge or gruel. The cure is this ready-to-use therapeutic food, affectionately known as Plumpy Nut, but filled with nutrients, filled with calories, and administered in a way that doctors don't have to do it, nurses don't have to do it, and the children will consume this. And it is a miracle how fast they come back, how fast the light comes back to their eyes, the muscles to bone, a little bit of fat there to make them well plump, and how they're able to function once again. The phone number is 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Your gift of $60 to save a child now double through the generous gift of an anonymous donor, matching dollar for dollar what you give at 888-884-4836 online at letstalkfaith.com. Now, Scott, we've talked about this ready-to-use therapeutic food, and we have talked about it being Plumpy Nut. But you've seen this in action, and first of all, I want you to tell us the story you told me about this woman who brought her grandchild to the health post.
You know, I'm 55 years old, and so this woman that looked to be quite a bit older than that was walking. She's barefoot. She had no shoes, and she was walking. I think she walked 3 hours to get where we were at this health post. And by the way, she wasn't a lot older than me. She was 55 too, but she, her life, there were stories that were being told, her face told you stories about a very hard life. She's carrying this little black doll. I mean, it looked like a rag doll. And it was her grandson. And she said, he won't eat. He won't eat soup. He won't nurse from his mother. He's losing weight. He's getting weak and weak and weak and weaker. And I don't know what to do. I think he's dying. And she handed the little boy to the health worker there. And she just put her head in her hands and cried and just wept. And the real game changer, doctors call Plumpy Nut, it is to nutrition what penicillin was to medicine.
I mean,
it's a game changer. It is a paradigm shifter. And she was able to, and what made it really important was that it doesn't need to be refrigerated. So no, it didn't have to be kept.
So you can take that out into the bush or into the village.
That's exactly what we did. So you give this woman a week's supply or a 2 week supply of Plumpy Nut after you show her how to squeeze into the mouth of her child, in this case, her grandchild. And she can save her own child or grandchild's life. Think about mothers. We went through Mother's Day recently, and think about that. That not only do these kids need help, but can you imagine, you know that you would do anything for your child. Can you imagine being so desperate if you could give that to a mother or a grandmother in another country and say, look, I'm going to do this very little thing. It's not even sacrificial.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this very little thing, and I'm going to let you save your child's life. What a Mother's Day gift, a belated Mother's Day gift. I mean, that is powerful to be able to say to a mom, we're not sweeping in and coming in as Superman and doing it for you. We're going to bring the stuff. We're going to show you how to do it, and you're going to be able to save your own child's life.
You know, we've talked about the before, and I want to talk about the after in just a moment. But first, I'd like to give this phone number, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. I'm Bill Carl with Scott Wilder. Call Save the Children right now and make your best gift. It is doubled. If you make a gift of $10, it's been doubled by a generous donor. to become 20. If you give a gift of $60, that's the kind of the number that we've looked at in terms of saving a child's life, the proper amount of plumpy nut to bring them back. Then that is doubled to 120. Make that gift of 120, it doubles to 240. You can kind of do the math there. 888-884-4836 is the phone number. That's 888-884-4836. Or click the Save the Children banner at letstalkfaith.com. That's letstalkfaith.com. Click the Save the Children banner and just be there right now. This is your moment. You know, we just finished with Mother's Day. And the reason Mother's Day is such a big deal, and I can tell you as a dad, I'm not jealous. It's a lot bigger than Father's Day. I'm still going to have to do some stuff on Father's Day around the house. Mother's Day is so huge because we know instinctually how much our mothers love us. We know how they agonize over us, the tears they shed. And I think of the tears of this grandmother for her grandbaby, this last-ditch effort to save his life and to bring him through the bush, through the jungle, through dirt roads, through creeks and rivers, to get to a health outpost for this ready-to-use therapeutic food with Save the Children. What that must have been for her and the agony. Now, Scott, give us the after, because you've not only seen these instances where Plumpy Nut, where this ready-to-use therapeutic food, this miracle, this medicine food is administered. You've seen 2 weeks later on when a baby comes back for a checkup.
It is a miracle, and that's the best way to put it. And it obviously it varies. I mean, because you have some kids that are so deeply in trouble that it takes a little bit longer. But if you watch the thing on 60 Minutes, you'll see just in a week, 2 weeks, it can change a child from being a rag doll that is dying to plump. They have a light in their eyes. Their skin is different. It's not ashen. It's not. They look dead when they. You think the child is dead when you first see a child being brought in suffering from severe acute malnutrition, and yet they're alive. And it's only because of this miracle food. We can send a miracle from the Sunshine State. We can send a miracle today to save a child's life. The A to B, the before and after is just unbelievable, and that's why doctors say it's a game changer.
Wow. You know, Florida is an unspoken breadbasket. Nobody thinks of Florida when it comes to food and agriculture, but for a couple hundred years now, we've put beef out there. We've put produce out there, sugarcane. There's all kinds of things that we have shared with us, with this country and with this world in terms of nutrition. And you have a chance to do that right now. You have a chance to continue that legacy. 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. You have a chance to do something great right now. You have a chance in the midst of a world where there's so many things that happen that are completely beyond our control, so many sad tragedies. And yet in this case, this one case, you have the chance right in this moment, if you take advantage of it now, to make a difference. Please call Save the Children. Your gift of $60 is doubled through the kind gifts as an anonymous donor. So your gift that would save one child will save two. If you want to make a gift that would save five children, that would be $300. All of a sudden, that's 10 children because of that donor match. Would you call 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, and make your very best gift now? Here at Salem Media Group and Faith Talk 570 and 910, we're about turning faith to action. We're about taking what we know to be true and making it a reality for someone else in need. Would you call right now, 888-884-4836? And Scott, I would imagine the biggest challenge with help is just having enough of this ready-to-use therapeutic food, this Plumpy Nut, and just getting it there.
That really is what we're talking about. And then that's what your dollars go to today, is to make sure that we can get this delivered. And not only that, but medicines. Kids suffer from stuff we wouldn't think about. Diarrhea can kill kids. Severe dehydration. So along with Plumpy Nut, they get the medicines that they need that are specific to whatever their situation is, to get them through the 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it takes. And your $60 gift can do that for a child today.
Well, we need to hear from you. We just have a few moments left. And again, that number is 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Give online at letstalkfaith.com. Click the Save the Children banner. And Scott, again, I just think of that grandma and all she went through to save that little boy. And within just a few moments on a phone call, that doesn't take anything physically from us. It mm-hmm. takes a few bucks financially. We can stand alongside her and other moms and grandmoms like her and be there for them in the moment of their deepest need.
They will know we're Christians by our love, not by the warm fuzzies, not by the warm, fuzzy feeling we have inside that results in nothing on the outside. They will know we are Christians by the things they see we do, our good works, and give glory to our Father who's in heaven. So today, love is a verb. It's not just a feeling, and today we get a chance to do that together.
Well, we have just about 2 minutes left here in the broadcast. And again, there are so many tragedies in the world. There are so many things that take our attention, so many things we see pass on our Facebook feed, and we either put a like on it or a love or maybe a laughy face, or if it's sad, we put a sad face. But really making a difference goes beyond that type of what I would call slacktivism. Mm-hmm, I mean, yeah, just kind of mm-hmm. like, oh, I sympathize with that. Yeah, that gave right. me the warms
yep.
or that gave me the snuggles or mm-hmm. the feels, or I guess that's what they're mm-hmm. calling it now. But there's such a jump between that and actually being somebody who does something about it, who stands up and is a person of action. And I know that's you. I know as you listen because what you hear resonates with who you are. It resonates with your character. It resonates with what's deep inside of you. And so it adds to that, and it gives you kind of an attaboy or a boost along your road, whether it's, toward the Lord or just toward kind of being the person you know he's called you to be. And I just want to say that this is a chance for you to take that and make it into action. Scott, we've just got 60 seconds left. 888-884-4836.
You know, God knows we love him. I think he would say to us, I know you love me, but if you don't show it, if you don't act like it, nobody else is ever going to know. I mean, what is the good of knowing everything if we do nothing? It's the same as if we knew nothing. And so today, really, don't delay. Be a part of it right now by calling the number.
That number again, as we wrap up for now, is 888-884-4836. When this time is finished, our operators will still be available to you 24 hours a day. 888-884-4836. You can give online at any moment at letstalkfaith.com and click the Save the Children banner. That's letstalkfaith.com. Click the Save the Children banner. That number again is 888-884-4836.
For most of us, it's hard to even look at. We've all seen images of a hungry child. She can barely move because hunger has left her exhausted, lifeless. There's a name for this. It's severe acute malnutrition. Save the Children works in poor areas and cares for the child you're thinking of right now, but they can't do it without you. Your $60 gift to Save the Children can provide the emergency nutrition needed to bring a child back from the verge of death. Will you give the gift of life to a child today? Call right now and your gift to Save the Children is matched dollar for dollar thanks to a generous private donor, doubling every gift you send to give a child suffering from severe acute malnutrition life and hope for the future. Please call 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or give online at 88givenow.org.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.